Demons, exorcism, and hell. Oh my. I don't know how many of you were listening to the gospel lesson I just read, but even if you were just slightly paying attention, you probably caught a glimpse of a Jesus you don't often see in children's storybook Bibles. At surface level, this portion of the gospel, according to Mark, is about self-mutilation, damnation, and unquenchable fires. There's talk of casting out demons, being drowned in the sea, the cutting off of limbs, and tearing out of eyeballs. But underneath a literal interpretation of this pericope is a didactic description of a strong community struggling to find the right balance between inclusion and exclusion, between enhancement and preservation. The story begins with Jesus and his disciples making their way to Jerusalem. Along the road, they encounter someone casting out demons in the name of Christ. And the disciples, not knowing this man, try to stop him. "You're not in the Jesus Club," they might have said. "You can't just go around using the name of Christ and not be one of us." And Jesus says, "No, do not stop him. Whoever is not against us is for us. You don't need a membership card to do good deeds." Jesus, from the very beginning of our story today, says to us, "Don't keep people out who want to do good. For by doing good, they will be transformed, and so will our community." Preserving the power of his own group was not a priority for Jesus. If good were being done by others, their actions were to be affirmed. Next, Jesus warns us about stumbling blocks. The Greek verb used here is not a description of a little pebble in the road that we might trip on, but rather a scandalizing of someone's faith journey. Quite literally translated, it means to make a place or a path so unbearable for someone that they viscerally cannot remain in or move forward in that way that is set before them. Sadly, we have in our society and in our own lives seen the church set stumbling blocks in front of those who seek Christ. It wasn't all that long ago that church balconies were reserved for slaves, or people with AIDS were refused the common cup at communion. These stumbling blocks were climbed and moved by some, but for others, they blocked the way to Christ. And these stumbling blocks didn't just block access for those for whom they were put in front of. They blocked the way to Christ for those who set those stumbling blocks in front of others. That is why Jesus warns us against stumbling ourselves. If your foot or hand cause you to stumble, cut them off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to keep all of your members. Now, if we read this portion with Paul's letter to the Corinthians in mind, we might see these limbs not as our own hands and feet, but as people within the community, members of the body, that might cause others to sin or stumble. This is not a witch hunt. We all, even us priests, have caused people within the church to stumble on their way to Christ. Thank God for grace, which allows all members to be reattached and sewn back onto the body, even if they've been cut off or lost for a long time. Now, we have before us in this gospel lesson a community of disciples struggling to understand who is in and who is out, who is welcome in the Jesus Club, and who will get them lost along the way. And I can't help but think that we, 2,000 years later, are right there with them in this struggle. Who do we include? What do we cling to? What can we bear together? How should we respond? What does a strong community look like? What does a strong community look like that we hope to ask Mark Thomas to join today? A strong community enhances the lives of its members. It's a place of identity where people have a sense of belonging because they are known and loved. A strong community provides protection and support. It helps shape values and provides cultural norms. A strong community, I think, looks a lot like Hymn 304, which will serve as the inspiration for our stewardship campaign this year. We come with joy to meet our Lord, forgiven, loved, and free. We break bread together, we create friendships, we see and praise God here. We are together met and together bound. We recognize that in order to be the type of community that Jesus is calling us to be, we'll have to welcome people that don't have a membership card. We'll have to get out of the way so that people can see Christ. And we'll have to let go of things and people in our lives that keep us from experiencing the kingdom of God. We're called to be like salt, which both preserves and enhances. We're bound together not just by common interest or mutual enjoyment, but by convictions about fundamental issues of human existence. What we believe most deeply, what gives value and meaning to our existence, under what obligations we live, and how we define and achieve a good life, who we are. We believe in one God. We seek and serve Christ in all persons and respect the dignity of every human being. We believe that we're stronger together and that when we work together, we share. Because sharing is important. I think Thelma Hartnett said it best. You're never too young to learn to share. It's never too late to start sharing. And you're never too old to offer to others that which has been given to you. The sharing we do is not just about money. It's about love and gratitude, time and service. Sharing the love of Christ can be realized in sharing bread with the hungry or sharing words of wisdom with a child. Sharing is about inviting others into a strong community, inviting Mark Thomas into a strong community, a place of identity and belonging, a place of protection and support, a place of love and a place of action. Jesus's community of disciples struggled to find the right balance between inclusion and exclusion, between enhancement and preservation. And so do we. Thank God we have Christ to guide us and remind us who we are and what we're about. We are the salt of the earth. But what good are we if we've lost our saltiness? Let love and generosity be on your heart and mind today as we move forward as a community strengthened by the assurance that in Christ we are together met and together bound. Amen.